This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Get well. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving and weight loss. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new you, America. Remember, you can change. You can. All you have to do is have the radical changes that you need for the radical results that you're looking for. Our health can change, but you have to be willing to change. And really, we're in a place right now in America where I think, even though almost half the American population is overweight or obese, even though we've made poor choices for a long period of time, the great news is that we can change. The great news is that if we're willing to make the change, we have more education now than ever. We've learned more about health than we've ever known. We've learned more about prevention and lifestyle. It's kind of like there's nothing new under the sun, but there is a lot now as far as medical science goes to how the body functions. And we've learned so much in the old days that we're bringing back to the new days and applying it. Things simple as getting our vitamin D levels up and how much that can radically transform our health and keep us out of things such as disease and certain disease process, as long as we're willing to change. But the key is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go from where you are to where you need to be? See, that's the key. The key is wanting to know that you can live better, wanting to know that you can do better, wanting to know that your life can change. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk so much about what we can do to radically transform our health on this show. And our food for the day, we're going to talk about that. It's coming up in just a moment. Remember, food is our best medicine. But there's a Wisconsin judge that declares individuals have no fundamental right to own cows and drink raw milk. In Wisconsin? Really? Because after being petitioned for clarification about his decision in a recent legal case involving individuals' freedom to consume raw milk and own shares of dairy cows, Judge Patrick Fielder vehemently declared that individuals did not have fundamental right to consume the foods of their choice and essentially reiterated the state's position that raw milk is simply off limits. Now, let me just say for a second, because I'm a big fan of raw milk products. They're extremely important, I think, for our overall health. And one of the reasons the pasteurized dairy, even the organic pasteurized dairy, is not the best for us. The molecules change when you go through the pasteurization process. You get so much out of the raw cow and the raw milk. Raw goat's milk is just unbelievable as far as your health. And goat's milk is the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And so I just think it's just, I think it's absurd that we're not able to, you know, as consumers, to be able to have the choice, really, when it comes to raw milk. But the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, on behalf of Zeneker Family Farm in Wisconsin and several other farms, filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection back in February, asking it to clarify its interpretation of the law in regards to raw milk. You can check this out online. But Wisconsin is among the most restrictive U.S. states as far as raw milk is concerned. Raw milk sales to consumers are prohibited, but private cow share agreements in which the individuals purchase shares of their own cows are exempted. However, due to the onslaught of raids in recent years against raw dairies, private raw milk buying clubs, and even raw milk cow share programs, the plaintiffs simply wanted to clarify Wisconsin's stance concerning these alternative forms or alternate forms of accessing raw milk. So you can't do that. Just so you know, if you want raw milk, it is, you know, technically against the law to sell it in the states. But you can go in, and a lot of farms, you can go in and, you know, kind of buy into a cow, and you can get your gallon or so a week of raw milk from the cow that you partially own. And so it's just amazing the life that they had, and to watch that type of living on a farm and just having the good produce and the fruits and vegetables and just the grass-fed beef. I grew up like that. And just the health that you get from that versus what we have today in the regular population is just unbelievable. So I hope more people will look into the raw milk and, you know, really support the people locally around you, the farmers. You know, no matter where you live, if you live in the city, it may be a little bit more difficult. But even in the suburbs, if you drive a little bit farther out, just look, because the farmers are around more than you would think. And, you know, supporting them is always a great way to go. But what it'll do for your family, the health benefits are amazing. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can call me right now, be a part of the show, or whatever questions you might have, we're here to help. Let's go now to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
I've got an itch on my left arm. It's right between my elbow and the end of my arm.
Okay.
It's been on there for about a year, a little over a year, and it just comes and goes. It'll last maybe a week, 2 weeks at a time, and then it'll stop, and it may stop for a month, but then it comes right back. There's no blemishes on my skin. I've used all kind of over-the-counter lotions, anti-itch creams, and nothing seems to help it whenever it starts to itch. I try not to scratch it, but it's just, even in my sleep, I scratch it till it's bleeding. And that's the only marks that'll be left on there, you know, is just where I've scratched it.
Right.
I don't know what to do about it. It just drives me crazy when I'm awake, and evidently when I'm asleep also.
So it'll last for how long? When it comes on, it'll just come out of nowhere. It'll start itching.
Right.
And then it'll just go away.
It'll just go away.
You've been to the doctor, so you went to the dermatologist, I assume. What did they tell you?
No, I have not been to the doctor.
Okay.
I've just used over the counter.
That's it.
Pharmacists at the drug stores, they've told me to use different things, but I have not been to the doctor.
How often will it happen? Is it weekly? Is it monthly? How often will it come and go?
It may happen all week long, and then it may stop for 2 or 3 weeks, and then it'll start all over. And sometimes it'll last a week, sometimes 2 or 3 weeks.
How's your stress level in your life?
I don't think I've got any stress.
Except this itch on your arm.
Sir?
Except the itch on your arm. That's about the only stress, right?
That's about it. I'm 49 years old. I'm perfectly healthy any other way that I know of.
Well, a lot of times when you have, let me just say this, when you have weird stuff go on with the skin, here's a little key to remember. All skin conditions, for the most part, are inside out, not outside in. That's why when you put the creams and hydrocortisone creams and all that, they don't really work that well. They do temporarily, but they don't get to the root cause. So a lot of times when you have weird itch on the skin, usually you have omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. We don't get enough omega-3 fats, and what that comes from is fish oil, not in the gel caps, but the oil itself. A tablespoon a day for most adults is what's generally recommended. So that might be something you want to look into. That'll help kind of cut down inflammation in the gut, and also cutting out wheat products and grains for a period of about a month or so. That's bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all the flour stuff that many of us eat. That can play a big, big role in skin conditions, whether it's itching or burning or whatever it might be, believe it or not, plays a big role. And again, that's cutting down inflammation in the gut. And I would go see your doctor, though. I would definitely have them run some tests and take a look at it. That's a smart thing to do always. We'll be right back.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well. We just have to make the kind of changes in our life. We have to make the mental shift. Then we have to decide that we want to get well, we want to stay well, and we want to live well. So it's important that we understand that. And if you do, and you can make that shift within your mind, so much can happen in your life. And it really comes down to the want to. And I talk about that all the time because it's true. And we have medicine, and we have all kinds of great information. We can create nutritional tips. There's all kinds of tools that we can use to help our health. But really, when it comes down to it, whether it's the latest diet fad or a supplement or whatever it might be, the reality is if you're not ready, you know, that's the one thing that you're working with. When you're working with patients as a physician, you can see that. I mean, instantly, you're able to walk into a room and talk with someone. And they say that the average doctor can make a diagnosis, and or not that they can make an accurate one, but they make a diagnosis in their mind, typically, in the first 18 seconds in a room. And that's pretty staggering. And it takes a lot of prideful intuition, I think, to be able to do that quickly, rather than listening to all the facts and to actually formulate, you know, what's really going on with the person. And it's amazing to me that happens, but at the same time, I think more than anything, and that was quoted by Jerome Groopman, by the way. He wrote a book about hope and being a physician. And it's pretty incredible when you look at that and think, I think doctors know more than anything if a person wants to get well or not. And it really comes down to that, because if a person has an attitude that they want to get well and that they want to stay well, they want to live well, they want to thrive with their health, they don't really want to be sick. Some people find their identity in being sick. Some people can find who they are. They like the attention. It's attention they've never received before. And they get into a place where the attention actually becomes the driving force for a disease process. It becomes who they are, rather than just a health challenge they're dealing with or they've been faced with. If they could come up with a new set of choices and a new set of circumstances to get them out of that health challenge. And that becomes where the victory is. It just depends on a person and their willingness to be able to move through that. And that's what it means to be able to get well, to be able to mentally get well, meaning that you have a shift in your mind. And I mean, for some people, that may mean that you're medicine gets cut in half. Well, you're still on the road to getting well. If you're taking 500 milligrams of medicine every day, and the doctor said you're going to have to take forever, and now through your lifestyle choices and the choices that you're making now, you're able to cut the medicine down to 200 milligrams a day, and your body's functioning at a higher level, then are you winning? Yes, you are. And that's what's important. It's important to learn the fact that your body can change, but your mind is the one area that has to get well first. And that's what we want to help you do here on the show. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Joe now. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dr. Hayes?
Living well, man. What's up?
I'm having a gum problem. Pyrrhea gum. Anything that I can use for that?
Okay, your gums are what's going on with your gums? Have you been to the dentist? And did they tell you something?
Well, I guess it's been about 4 or 5 years since I've been to a dentist.
Okay.
What's going on with the gums? Are they hurting?
Well, they get a little sore sometimes.
Typically, if the gums are getting sore, your body's getting a little bit low in vitamin C. Or it could be periodontal disease, which is where there's an infection in the gum lining right on the edges. And it can cause the gums to recede. It can cause a little red line to form around them. And it's periodontal disease is pretty common after the age of about 40 with folks if they don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. So, I mean, do you not go every 6 months and get your teeth cleaned and all that?
Oh, it's been a while since I had my teeth cleaned.
Well, I mean, has it been 5 years?
Yes, it's been, yes.
Yeah. I mean, Joe, the only thing you need to do, I would just go to your dentist. I'd make an appointment sometime in the near future, maybe the next couple of weeks, and go in and see them. And what's going to happen is they probably will, if it is periodontal disease, they'll probably treat that. Okay, and then there's cleaning that they'll need to do within the office. But, you know, the whole thing about going to your dentist every 6 months is not just a gimmick, but you've got tartar that builds up on, you know, around the teeth, and it gets down in the gum line, and that's what can create a lot of the periodontal disease. And again, the older we get, the more susceptible we are to that disease, and it's not a good thing. Obviously, it can lead to a lot of issues. And believe it or not, having a healthy gum line and having a healthy oral cavity, mouth, is critical to our health. Matter of fact, Weston Price, who was a dentist, he actually found so much correlated with what was going on inside of our mouth throughout the rest of our body. And a lot of disease processes that can start within, you know, poor dental care, and that could lead to other areas within the body. So it's important. It really is. If you check out that information, Weston A. Price Foundation, if you want to read on how he tied all that together. Pretty impressive. But yeah, I would consider go to your physician. I mean, go to your dentist here in the next couple of weeks and see what they have to say. You don't want to let that sit. It'll only get worse. Definitely not going to get better. Vitamin C would be a vitamin that can cause some of the soreness within the gum line. But I mean, this is not one of those things where I'm telling you take vitamin C and then call me in 2 weeks. I'm not even doing that at all. I'm saying go see your dentist. And consider looking at some vitamin C. And ask him about it, or her, whoever you see. And you'll find out that, you know, there's probably some bacteria that's built up in there they need to treat, take care of, and they can. But, you know, beyond that, you might want to look at cleaning up your diet a little bit, entering in some vitamin C, and keeping that level up too. But it's more about getting that repetitive care with your dentist. And that's just going to keep you out of having any potential periodontal disease, which we're seeing more and more. It's because of not just poor hygiene habits, but it's also poor dietary habits that lead to that as well.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak took hold in the U.S. 5 months ago. The figures show that the crisis continues to throw people out of work, just as the expiration of an extra $600 a week from federal jobless benefits has deepened the hardship for many as Democrats refuse to negotiate to bring those funds back. Applications for jobless benefits declined to 963,000, the second straight drop from the 1.2 million the previous week. A federal appeals court in New Orleans upheld the constitutionality of the all-male military draft system, citing a 1981 U.S. Supreme Court decision that overturned a 2019 ruling by a Texas-based federal judge. The U.S. government stopped drafting young men into the military in 1973, but every male must still register for the draft when he turns 18. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The president continues to call for the safe reopening of schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
The mayor of a small town of Virginia is now being urged to resign following a Facebook post in which he claimed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima as his running mate, end quote. Luray Mayor Barry Pressgraves made the comment over the weekend and has since faced a bitter backlash from the town council as well as other residents throughout the state, calling him a racist. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
To empower your health and your life, and also Facebook and Twitter. If you're not on there, you need to be. Get all behind the scenes. Also, if you have questions about your health, you can drop them on there as well. We'll do our best to answer and give you the help that you need. Vitamin D protects against age-related vision loss. ABC News reported they're warding off vision loss in old age. I love vitamin D. This is really the wonder nutrient of our time. I mean, I think vitamin C was so big back in the 50s and 60s. And this is just that new nutrient that we've discovered that everybody's deficient in. And it's like every day we're finding new things that it affects. And it comes, you know, we get vitamin D from the sun. It hits our skin and then is stimulated within the body. But we need it from our diet, too, just because of so much of what we do is indoors. and we're just finding how much we need it, and it's just important. It's one of those things that everybody needs to be taking, really. You got to be careful. You need to have blood work done to make sure, because it is fat soluble, and it can build up and get too high in the body. But the number to keep in mind is 70 to 90 on the blood test. And different physicians will have different thoughts on that, because, see, the range is between 30 and 100 in this quote-unquote safe clinical range. And when you get down around 30, 40, it's still too low. You can still see things like osteopenia, osteoporosis. You still see hormone issues being there, depressed mood, and a lot of those types of things still will be around when you've got those levels, even on the low side of normal. So it's better to get them up, and it's better to have them between about 70 and 90. That's where you start seeing the peak benefits of vitamin D. So warning off the vision loss in old age will have more to do with what's in your kitchen, they say, than what's in your medicine cabinet, according to the new research published Monday. Women who consume high levels of vitamin D through fish, dairy, eggs, and leafy greens could lower the risk of macular degeneration, the leading cause of vision loss later in life. You can cut it by 59%. In Monday's study, women who consume the most vitamin D cut the risk of developing early AMD by more than half when compared to women with vitamin D poor diets. Researchers found that risk has lowest and is lowest when the patients consumed about 720 international units of vitamin D3 per day through foods such as cold water fish, leafy greens, and dairy. And I just want to note with that 720 units is not a lot. It's bare minimum. I mean, you can handle up to, most adults typically need around 5,000 units per day. Kids need and can handle about 1,000 units per day. So work with your doctor on it. Check the labels, because different brands, they have different absorption rates. I personally am a big fan. You want D3, but you want it from a very strong company that you know and you can trust. They make a liquid bioidentical vitamin D, and I'm a real big fan of that. It absorbs very well. It's utilized well, and it comes in liquid, so it's easier to dose out for children and for adults. And it's just a lot better. You can mix it with because it is an oil-based vitamin, a fat-soluble vitamin. It's better to mix that with, say, cod liver oil, because you don't want to just take it with water. It'll cut down the absorption rate. Why? Because water and oil don't mix, and it does cut down on the absorption. Daniel in Largo, Florida, he writes, I'm recently divorced and currently in the process of starting over. Sorry, Daniel, I know that's a tough part of life. I'm under a lot of stress. Is there any certain diet I should be following? Well, if you're under a lot of emotional stress, there's several things that you need to do and that you need to consider. One is dietary changes, whether you're in stress, out of stress, life is great, life is a little bit tough. Whatever you're going through, diet is the key. And it's important to follow an anti-inflammatory diet regardless, to cut down on inflammatory foods as much as possible, and balancing everything out. Equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews. So getting that, I mean, those are all in my book, and the anti-inflammatory diet is in there. And it's important to follow a good regimen, a steady regimen of those sorts of foods and getting a good foundation. But if you've just been divorced and you don't have the propensity to be depressed, you just feel stressed about it. You know, life is changing and it's a tough thing to go through. It's really good. Obviously, I would talk with a physician, make sure that you don't need any antidepressants just to get through a tough time. And you might, you know, I hope you're going to counseling of some kind. It's important, no matter how tough you think you are, to go through a time like that, it's still good to see someone and to talk with someone about it, because it's just good to get it out, and you can work through some really good items. Remember, the mental side of our health drives so much within our health that it's important to make sure that that's taken care of. But serotonin and dopamine are your two neurotransmitters that are vital in this. And keeping those levels up because of the way you feel and outside forces that can kind of force those down, keeping those balanced out and keeping those strong is going to keep you strong mentally and keep your health where it needs to be. So let's talk about a couple of things that can be helpful in that regard. Serotonin is, and these are two brain chemicals, neurotransmitters, big fancy word. But it's the dopamine's kind of our feel-good chemical. Serotonin is too, but serotonin, when it gets low, dopamine gets low, we get a little irritable as men. And when serotonin gets low, we just get bummed out. And we lose our energy, vitality, just don't feel like doing much. You know, life gets a little tough. And so let me give you or paint a picture for you a little on what can be done. Now, with serotonin, certain foods can be helpful for that. And that's chicken, fish, salmon, spinach, beans, and turkey. All of those can be beneficial for raising serotonin levels from a food perspective. And then you've got to look at things like certain supplements. 5-HTP, very good for balancing and stabilizing serotonin. Usually use that before you go to bed. And it goes through the process of working with melatonin to make the serotonin. So it's a little couple-step process that does that. Tryptophan is involved. And it's been documented to be a very good supplement. So that's something that's important. And then also vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, is a version of B6 that works, and niacinamide, a version of B3. All those have been shown to help stabilize and create serotonin or more serotonin within the brain. Let's go to Juanita. Hi, Juanita. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Sure, I've heard a lot about you, and I've been listening to you because of my son.
Well, great.
I'm a 60-year-old single grandmother, and I'm raising grandsons, very active. The youngest one is 10.
Wow.
I have artificial hips. I've had back surgery. I've had heart attacks. I have asthma. My thyroid doesn't work. I take medicine for that. And what I need to do is lose weight so I won't be so tired and I can keep up with these little munchkins of mine.
It's keeping you young, Juanita.
They have, my life totally changed, and I think I'm living longer because of them. But it's kind of wearing me down. My knees wore out, my elbows wore out, and I was wore out before they came along.
So you need a game plan to keep Grandma from falling apart here.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right, so if everything's hurting, let's talk a little bit about, because inflammation in the body is always a starting point, making sure that we get inflammation down, that we get a good stable environment. That's going to be the key. So talk to me about your diet. Give me a little clue with what you eat on a typical basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I usually, we have chickens. We raise chickens, so I eat eggs for breakfast. I just usually, I love tuna fish sandwiches. I eat a lot of tuna. I eat lots of, I eat five meals a day because of their boys. And I figure even if we eat less, we eat more often. Mm-hmm. I just eat anything practically because usually I'm on the run with them. They both have autism, so they...
I can hear the chickens. I can hear the roosters out there now.
Yes, we have roosters and goats. And like I say, I keep busy, but yet I keep gaining this weight. And I have high cholesterol, and my triglycerides are off. And I've asked the doctor about how to lose some weight because I'm about 60 pounds overweight. And they keep telling me, try.
Try.
And I need it. My son has registered me into a gym, which we just did that a week ago. So,
this
but you
is
have
the green,
to travel across town to get to it.
I feel like this is the Green Acres version of our radio, of our show here today. I can hear roosters in the background, goats walking around. This is great, which actually kind of is exciting because what a great way to live. My goodness, do you drink goat's milk? Do you milk the goats and all that?
We haven't lately. In fact, I love goat's milk more than anything, but we don't do that yet. They're mostly pets. Like I say, my grandchildren have autism, and I try to keep them busy, tending to animals and give them some responsibility. And It's a lot of work for me, and the more work I do, it seems like the more I eat.
Yeah, I understand. Wow, that's great, though. You're being such a great example for those kids. And with autism, which is a challenge within itself, they're very blessed to have you. Let's get into a game plan for you when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Juanita, really a just unique individual, and I say that because being a grandmother and now taking care of her grandkids on a farm, they have autism, and so you're doing everything you can to keep yourself together and body functioning at a high level, and yet being there for them, having the energy, having the vitality to keep up with them, and really to play mom now, even though you're grandma, and you know, which is a task within itself, but I think, and like you said, it keeps you young. But your body needs to be able to keep up as well. And probably from the stress, you were saying you eat a little bit more than normal and probably hanging out with the boys a little bit more too. And so how much weight do you think is excess on you that you need to drop?
60 pounds.
Okay. So you know that for sure. Now,
yes.
Being out on the farm and whatnot, are you in a place where you can get into town where maybe you could get with, like, a personal trainer at a gym, like a YMCA?
Well, my son registered me for a gym. It's across town, and I can get to him. But I was thinking more like, what could I do to, as far as eating? And I don't know what a gym person does.
Well, yeah, no, I'm going to explain all that to you. I just want to make sure that that's available. I mean, is it like an hour drive, 30-minute drive?
It's about a 30-minute.
One way.
One way.
All right. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. 3 days a week, and I'm telling you this because it's big picture. 3 days a week, it's going to be important. If I would 3 days a week go to that gym and set up time with a trainer. And I would do that, don't do them back to back. Do like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or however you want to orchestrate your days is fine. But you want to get with a trainer, and you only need to do it for about a month. And you go there and you work out with a trainer for about a month, keep a journal, so write everything down of the exercises and the way that they put that together for you. Write everything down, every workout.
Okay.
And then you can use that workout for about 6 months, 3 to 6 months. And you can just kind of modify it a little bit, use it, repeat it, change the weights up on it. And then in about 6 months or so, go for another month with a trainer. Maybe pick a different trainer. And you'll get different workouts. Write those down, and you can use them. That way you're not spending a lot of money. You'll spend, $20-$25 per training session, but it's worth it. And then you'll have somebody there for accountability. You'll have someone to teach you how to do it properly. You won't be wasting your time, and you'll get great benefit from it. You'll learn how to do those kind of things because it is important. Because first of all, you're committed, you're driving, and you need the weight training, being that you're 60, because you need to have the weight-bearing exercise. You need to build the lean muscle mass. I would just say, just go to the farm, go down and move some bales of hay and walk around the farm. But that's not going to help you really reach your total goal. It's not. You need to go somewhere if you have the availability. And I didn't know if you were 2 hours away from a gym or a civic or community center or whatever. So the fact that you're pretty close, that's good. That's doable. That's not unrealistic. So that's something to work out, however you work your schedule out. Now, eating-wise, a copy of my book would be important for you. And I would get a copy of that. There's a diet in there called the anti-inflammatory diet. If you want to eat well, that diet will lead you down the right path. It creates and puts together foods that will bring health to the body, not take it away. And so eating those kind of foods are very, very important, such as lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, and the low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, which you probably have a lot of there on the farm. But you want to stay away from grains, okay, the grain-based food. And you can do gluten-free later on, but right now it's steer clear of all the grain-based or flour-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Those kind of foods they stimulate a lot of insulin, but they have a protein in them called gluten. And gluten is a real challenge because it creates a lot of inflammation in the gut, and it can create instabilities with neurotransmitters or brain chemicals, causing some challenges within the body and the brain. So by eliminating those, it's going to help you regulate your hormone system, regulate your metabolism, and then, of course, your body will start dropping weight. I mean, typically when somebody is going through, whether they've been eating the wrong kind of foods for a long period of time or overeating, they start following the anti-inflammatory diet. The average weight loss is about 28 pounds in about 8 to 12 weeks. Everybody's different, but that's typical. You'll find a real, real strong amount of weight loss. Now, for somebody that's already thin, they're not obviously going to lose that kind of weight, but it's all dependent on the body and where it is, how much inflammation it has, and kind of how much it needs to drop. The body has what it's called its own set point. And a set point is just it's really an area that the body kind of seeks to get into its own place. And so just understanding that is really important. So coming up with the right habits is what's going to be important. And on my website, you'll see there's certain health prescriptions. I call them the 7 health prescriptions. You can find those there, and they are certain keys that will get you into a really good place with your health. And I'm just excited for you. I'm excited that you're in a place where you're helping take care of those kids, that they have a grandmother like you that's willing to step up and say, you know what, you have autism, I'm so proud of you, I'm here to take care of you, and you're just going to make it happen for those kids. I think it's amazing. And it's a remarkable person to do that. So I'm glad you've reached out to take care of you, because by taking care of you, to be energetic and vital and have everything you need, you're taking care of them. And it's a very selfless thing to do. But it's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.